regardless of what that old character tells me about how bad life is, and knowing it's going to come up. I got two people inside me. I got the old character and the new character. And I got to recognize when I'm not in a good place, I am in the old character. It's not to blame. It just is. And I got a choice in that moment. Once I recognize I'm not happy, which is to go back. Step three says, self-will may slam the door shut, but if you pick up the key of willingness, the door will always open of itself. Immediately. That means I'm off track, and I recognize I'm off track. Now I'm back on track. You can't recognize you're off track unless you found a quiet place to see it. You can't see that you've gone the wrong way unless you're starting to go the right way. And it happens now. It's not a delayed thing. So when I get back on track, that means the world's a good place again now. Even if I can't connect to it, I must live with that degree of humility, which is telling me to live by. It's in you. You've been living it. Trust in the process. Stop thinking what you know what God's will ought to be for your life or somebody else's life. Trust that God's will is supposed to feel good for your life and that you need to find it, and the truth will set you free. It's a lie that's got you wrapped up in misery, regretfulness, remorse, resentment. Just like if somebody hurts you, oh my God, I don't blame them, but I'm sure angry as hell at them, and I haven't been unangry at them for about 20 years. But I don't blame anybody for my state. Who are you mad at? Look at anybody you're angry at, you're blaming them for something wrong in your life. If you have distaste or anger towards anybody, you're blaming them for something you're responsible for.